Kirsten Hassler with Eagle Forum joins us now. She's their Washington, D.C. Executive Director for Eagle Forum. Kirsten Hassler and Eagle Forum can be found at eagleforum.org. Kirsten, welcome to the What's Up Radio program.
Thank you so much for having me, Terry. I'm happy to be here.
First, what is infanticide?
So infanticide is the deliberate killing of an infant before their first year of birth. So usually we say infanticide is the practice of killing a newborn baby.
Killing a baby from birth up through 1 year. Well, currently around the country, Kirsten, are babies, infants, left to just die when they miraculously survive the abortion procedure?
So we do have reports that there are babies who, like you said, miraculously are surviving abortions, which is just amazing. I think most notably, we have stories from abortion survivors, Melissa Oden and Gianna Dustin. And Gianna, she specifically survived, I think they both survived a saline abortion. Gianna has effects in that. She has cerebral palsy now, but both of them are outspoken advocates and saying, you know, when babies are surviving these abortions, we need to give them the care that they have. I think we've also seen cases, you know, Gosnell definitely is telling us that in Philadelphia, there are people out there who would rather have these infants die who are meant to be aborted rather than give them a chance to live. Jill Stanek, also a well-known advocate for protecting babies who have been born alive. She was a Chicago nurse who has testified saying that the hospital she worked in Chicago had a practice of leaving these babies in a utility closet. So I think there definitely are cases that it's happening, and we definitely need legal protections for these babies.
So there is evidence and testimony where babies, plural, have been deliberately left to die. Are there instances where the doctor or nurse have purposefully and consciously done something to the baby to help it die?
So I think in the case of Jill Stanek, the babies were just left in the utility closet to die. There's also another case of a baby called Baby Hope. I don't think that's her real name, but that's what the nurse who cared for her called her, where she was born and they just kind of left her, and she decided that she was going to hold her in her arms for, I think it was about 3 hours until she passed away. So yes, I think there is deliberate action, and there has been in the past.
Well, are Democrats in Washington stonewalling legislative measures to protect innocent babies?
So right now in the current Congress, the 116th Congress, the Born Alive Infant Survivors Protection Act has been introduced about 6 months ago. And that bill specifically protects these babies who are miraculously born alive from abortions. And in the House specifically, that bill is still locked up in committee, and Democratic leadership has not been able to, and they have refused to bring it down to the House floor for a vote. And if we look past in the 115th Congress, which is the previous session, it did have a floor vote, and it passed in the House. So, yeah, I think definitely there is deliberate acts by the Democratic leadership to not get this bill on the floor and put a record on who's for it and who's against it. So, yeah, that's what we're seeing.
Well, Kirsten, I want to talk to our listeners, and specifically every one of them, and I want to ask them if they value life and are appalled that anyone would oppose saving a life. I'm going to encourage our listeners to tell a Democrat congressman from the Houston area their thoughts, because there are only three Democrats who have co-sponsored the Born Alive Survivors Protection Act. Which three Democrats are they? They're not any from Texas, right?
There's one from Texas, Henry Cuellar.
From down in the valley, from down. He normally votes pro-life, even though he's a staunch Democrat from a good Catholic Hispanic district down in the valley. But in the Houston area, there are no Democrat congressmen or women that have co-sponsored the Born Alive Survivors Protection Act, correct?
No. The other two that are also co-sponsors are Dan Lipitsky from Illinois and Colin Peterson in Minnesota. And, I mean, the thing about this bill is that it really shouldn't be bipartisan. It's not creating any undue burden on the women. It's not saying that abortion should be illegal. It's simply saying that these infants need to have the full medical interventions that would be given to any other infant born at that same development age by a medical professional. So it really is sad that we don't have more Democrats on this bill. And it's really telling of, I guess, the values that they hold dear.
So you're saying that all it does, the Born Alive Survivors Protection Act, is if by some miracle the baby survives the abortion procedure, the baby is now fully out of the womb and is alive.
Yep.
We've had testimony from survivors from around the country who have said, I survived. We've had testimony of where certain hospitals and professionals have left the babies to die. So all this bill, H.R. 962, the Born Alive Survivors Protection Act, all it would do is require the medical staff to give the same life-sustaining support to that baby that they would give to any other baby born at that stage.
Exactly. And if it was born, say, at an abortion facility, the doctor performing the abortion doesn't even have to have admitting privileges to a hospital. They merely have to admit the baby to a hospital. So, you know, get it transported to a hospital.
So that doctor doesn't have to keep it alive. He can just wash their hands of the baby by putting it in an ambulance and saying, good luck.
Yes, ensuring that it's transported to a hospital where it can receive the medical care that it would need.
Would it also call, would this Born Alive Survivors Protection Act also call for penalties against the medical provider for failing to do so?
Yes, there is a fine and up to 5 years or both for failure to comply with the legislation.
Well, Kirsten, will Legal Form continue to fight for the rights of the unborn and newly born?
Absolutely. And I definitely think, you know, not only should we be encouraging our representatives to co-sponsor this bill, but like I had mentioned earlier, because of the House Democrats' unwillingness to bring the bill to the floor for a vote, the minority whip, Steve Scalise, has introduced a discharge petition, which would, once it's signed by at least 218 members in the House of Representatives, would force a vote on the bill. And so I think that's really where we need to be encouraging our members to go right now, is encouraging, we need only 17 more, and that would have to be Democrats to join in. So that's definitely where we're going to be helping to push forward.
Have all Republicans signed on?
There are actually also three Democrats on the discharge petition. There's Lipinski, Peterson, and Ben McAdams of Utah. Your Texas rep, Henry Cuellar, is not on there yet, so he needs to be encouraged to join.
Need 17 more to sign.
Yep.
Set the discharge petition. Friends, you can find more information on this at eagleforum.org. Kirsten, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.